podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, June 15th. When this goes live, I will be drinking coffee. Actually, I won't be drinking coffee because it's like 2 a.m. is when I post them. But I'll be getting ready for camp, day three of camp.
I will be finishing my last day of school and then heading to Jamaica on that Saturday. So,
really? This is the first I'm hearing of this.
My mom took some of her retirement money and she's taking our entire family. My brother, his wife, my kids, and my wife, all of us, paid an expense trip from my lovely mother for retirement.
And where in Jamaica?
Ocho Rios. That's where when my dad was around. My dad passed when I was really young. We went there all the time every year. And so this year is like this 15th years of his passing. So it's like a huge, we're going to like really have a good time, like celebrate his life. And it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. My kids are so excited. We've never been to Ocho Rios part. So it's going to be great.
That'd be great.
Okay, all inclusive.
So I'm being very fatherly right now. I'm a little worried about you going to Mexico.
I'm not going to Mexico. I'm going to Jamaica.
Oh, you're going to Jamaica. Oh, I was thinking you're going to Mexico. Why? Because he said all inclusive. I was thinking Mexico. Oh, Jamaica's not because Mexico's been having some issues.
Yeah, I'm good. I've been to Jamaica 7 times, so this will be my 8th. So
I want to speak like Bob Marley, but I won't because I will be. It will sound really bad. But yeah,
Don't even try.
All right, before we jump into today's
podcast, can cut it out, but then that would not be
authentic. I'm not going back in editing. It goes back to last week. I got stuff I got to do. I'm not even mowing my lawn anymore.
All right, talk about the best shooting machine on the planet.
Yes, it's Dr. Dish. It's the best shooting machine in the market. And you went to get coffee when I was talking about this last time, but that we're not going to be in our school this summer. So we're actually... I told my AD, I said, I'm sneaking in or you're bringing the machines to where we're going to be because I need my shooting machines this summer. So he's going to make sure he moves them over. And I had to recently change the code. I think someone's sneaking in and shooting, which I don't mind in the gym, but I think I had to recalibrate it. And anyway, so I changed the codes and now they don't know the code on the machine. Because I'm not sure. I guess I could have gone and looked in who went in. But anyway, I think someone sneaked in. They're great machines. Go over and check them out. Great people. Mention Coach Unplugged High School Hoops and they'll give you, and they'll give you $400 off and they'll take really good care of you. Trust me. Ask James. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Summer is my lean in, super busy. Let's go. It's a great resource. And like I've said for the last 3 weeks, prices are going up. Just reality. It's inflation. I'm just trying to keep up with inflation. We can talk the math behind inflation, but coach is young. I'm old, but he's toast because his teaching salary is not going to keep up with inflation. So he'll be coaching youth soccer till he's 97. So, which is probably true. No comment on that. Are you frozen, coach? I think he's frozen. Anyway, I am going to check to see what happened here. I thought he was staring me down, but I think he was frozen. So he'll be jumping back in, which is not a problem. But today we're going to talk about, I'm going to keep talking on that journey of preparation and mapping out and those kind of things. So the first thing I talked about last week was kind of looking at the offense, right? And thinking of the offense and the defense as like chapters of a book, okay? And then I talked to him, and then Coach kind of cut me off last week, but then was going to talk about the subsections, right? talking about things within the chapter, like the sections in the chapter or the specific homework problems in the chapter, those kind of things. So when I think when you think about, hold on, coach is jumping back in here. Hey, coach, so talk about someone that doesn't even notice. I thought you were just really focused on me listening. You were just kind of there and not moving. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we still on?
Oh, I didn't stop. You just left and came back. I just kept talking. It's all good.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Yeah, I hit my power strip. So we're good with advertisement. Can we go into the topic?
I already started the topic. All right, topic.
So hold on.
So I want to talk about what happened. So I'm doing the podcast and I'm doing our pre-roll. And coaches, anybody that's watching it, coach was like very serious. So I figured, oh, he's just listening to me intently. And then I got a swear word on a text message. And then I had to look up from my monitor and it's like, oh, he hit his power strip. And that's why I kept talking. It was pretty funny, actually. But I just kept rolling. I'm not editing this out. This is real. But I got to the point where I was talking about offense and defense. And then I was talking about subsections of chapters. And then that's where you cut me off last week. That I think that's where I start diving into out of bounds plays. I start diving into quick hitters. I start diving into, I don't know how to word it, but basically business protocols or kind of our manual.
Logistical like, things.
Yeah, how we do things is something.
So like culture, like what do we mean? Like how?
Yeah, it's like more like
working
you know,
on your identity, like the. I don't know how to explain it. I know what you
but
mean.
That's
like,
a whole. You know, I think that's next week. I think that's when we talk about pillars and those kind of things.
Yeah.
Then and the players kind of helped me do that late summer, early fall. But it's more like you know how was our scouting? How was our you know game prep? How did practice look? Was there things and this is where you know the coaches and I will do a deep dive, especially in July. We'll do a deep dive into this because we start losing, you know, June is our time with our guys. And then starting July, we start losing guys because they're all over the place, which is good. They should go
do that. You start to evaluate some of the processes that you use on a daily basis.
I had it labeled somewhere in one of my notebooks. I got to go look, but it's not like protocols, but it's more like your, I don't want to call it your Bible either, but it's basically how things you know, your guide, it's your guide to doing things. Your manual, like you're like, this is how we do things. This is what we do kind of thing.
You know, how did practice go? You deep dive to practice and you're not just talking about how about the day before practice or your thoughts on that? Cause that looks completely different when you're coming off a game and you have 4 days off, you know, like you evaluate different parts and times in practice. All right. Right. So you start looking at all those things, you know, I'm sure you look at your meetings, right? How effective are our meetings, right? What are we doing?
There's been a big push in social media about exit interviews. I've been doing exit interviews for 25 years. I don't know why this is a huge new thing. What are you talking about? Like it's like, who hasn't done exit interviews? Who hasn't?
Well, to be honest with you, I think people are having a hard time maintaining employees. And that's why I think exit interviews are so big right now because people don't know how to keep people at their businesses because that's a whole nother thing. But I think exit interviews they're using it as a tool to find out why they can't keep people in their business. That's why I think it's such a wave right now because people are going from one job to another all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. All of that I think is important in terms of the growth is important in terms of you. And then that's where you got to like, we can get more specific in July and in August about the specific things that I'm looking at. But I think that's where you have to start mapping out those specific things. I think that's important as far as building and, you know, and then next week we'll talk about some of the stuff I do is specifically with the players and those kind of things. But this is the deep dive into the how things work. Like, was the lesson too? Like, think about it from a classroom. Was the lesson too long? Was the lesson? Did I do too much drill work? Did I do too much talking? I mean, I got just about every practice taped, so I can go back and look at them. How was my practice plan in that? Were we ready for the game? You know, I dive into everything. Like, how did we? Well, last year was weird because it will be a little bit harder. Some of the stuff as far as, you know, buses, sometimes we didn't take buses. It was the whole COVID. People forget what it was like, and Omicron or whatever was out of control, and my team was shut down. And so
I would be interested to hear your value of your value and use of videotaping practice. Is that something you've been doing for so long, or is that something new that you're
relatively recent, last 5 or 6 years?
What's the why behind it?
My kids are older. I need something to do at night. Not really. I just want to see what's going on. Like, I'd probably do it in my classroom if it was legal, like just to see what kind of lesson was that. But, you know, you can't really do that in a playing facility is a little different than a classroom. So I'm not sure why. I'm not publishing them anywhere, so it probably doesn't. Anyway,
you can videotape, but the kids can't be seen.
That misses half of it, because that's like with the mask thing, it's so hard to read. Part of teaching is reading faces, reading body language, reading
all that. For sure.
So all that's like, all right. So next week we'll talk about, we'll dive into some of the nuance. We won't dive into the specifics of, maybe we'll do that in July at some point.
Yeah, but like if you have a question about some of the things that you do with your team that you would like to improve or see better, let us know. We can totally make it a topic or emphasis within the next episode. So let's say that, I really was wondering what you guys do at coach chief meetings. What does that look like? If that's something that's interesting to you and you want to know, let us know, you know?
Absolutely. All right. Till next week, coach.
Sounds great.
Don't hit your power strip next week. Okay.
Sports Social Podcast Network.